This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma refutes allegations saying budget was brought as per the established norms. CPN-UML obstructs House meeting demanding Parliamentary Committee to investigate alleged involvement of unauthorized persons in budget formulation. Agriculture Minister Mahendra Rai Yadav expresses commitment to provide farmers with chemical fertilizers before the end of June. And new study reveals air pollution shortening lives by almost 10 years in Indian capital New Delhi. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the House of Representatives has been put off until today after the main opposition CPN-UML obstructed the House proceedings. In the meeting, UML Vice Chair and lawmaker Surendra Pandey short time and drew the government's attention to media reports accusing the finance minister of manipulating tax rates in collusion with unauthorized person before presenting it to the parliament. The UML also demanded a parliamentary committee to investigate the case. Recent media reports accused the finance minister of altering tax rates before the announcement of the budget for the fiscal year 2022-23 on the 29th of May. Earlier in the meeting yesterday, House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota allocated time to Finance Minister Sharma to speak on the issues of public importance. The then Finance Minister Sharma refuted the accusations, adding that the budget was brought as per the established norms. He clarified that the budget was prepared with the involvement of responsible officials of the ministry by forming various committees, and the respective committees gave the final frame to the budget. The finance minister also said the involvement of unauthorized persons could not be even imagined. The ministers concerned furnished the replies yesterday to the questions raised in course of the deliberations on the topics related to various ministries under the Appropriation Bill 2022 in the House of Representatives. Responding to the concerns raised by the lawmakers, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Naren Khadka said Nepal's international image had been heightened due to the foreign policy adopted by the government. The Foreign Affairs Minister added that Nepal's presence in the international, regional and sub-regional forums had also strengthened in recent times. Similarly, Minister for Drinking Water Umakanta Chowdhury said the government was committed to maintaining the quality of drinking water. The minister also stated that the long-term solution would be sought to address the problem of drinking water in the Kathmandu Valley. Likewise, Minister for Education, Science and Technology Devendra Poudil, replying on behalf of the Minister for Youth and Sport, said an arrangement had been made to provide budget to 171 local units in the coming fiscal year for the construction of sports infrastructures. He added that there were many programs for youth employment under various ministries. Education Minister Poudil further said programs such as the One School, One Playground included in the budget would be started from the current fiscal year itself. Responding to the queries raised by the lawmakers over the appropriation bill in yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives, Minister Poudil said a proposal had been presented to provide the budget to 171 local units. Similarly, Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development, Mahendra Rai Yadav, while replying to the lawmakers' queries, said that the budget included various programs for the promotion and development of the agriculture sector. He said budgetary allocation had been made for programs aiming to attain self-sufficiency in agriculture by rendering it as a dignified, respected and profitable profession. He added that it is proposed in the budget to celebrate the Nepali year 2079 Bikram Sambat as the year of agriculture biodiversity. The National Assembly is convening on the 16th of June due to special reasons instead of June 15 as stated earlier. Secretary General of the Federal Parliament Secretariat Bharat Raj Gautam through a notice yesterday said the National Assembly meeting had been scheduled for 1 p.m. on June 16. The government has made a provision of not allowing the subdivision of land without determining agricultural and agricultural non-agricultural zones. The Land Use Act and Land Use Regulations have been issued by the government in order to categorize the lands. The Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation has directed the subordinate bodies to implement the government's decision. With this, the banks and other financial institutions will not release debt by mortgaging arable lands. The Election Commission has stated that it is holding consultations with the government to announce the date of national election. Spokesperson at the Commission, Saligram Sharma Powdil, said that it was holding formal and informal consultations with the government to announce the election date. Spokesperson further informed that the updating and collecting voters' name list will be started from today. The Department of Revenue Investigation has registered 113 cases against 281 persons on the charge of tax fraud and foreign exchange irregularities recorded in the last 8 months of the current fiscal year 2021-22. The department informed that cases have been registered against the defaulters claiming fine of 1.7 billion rupees. Under the revenue case, a total of 69 cases have been registered against 203 persons claiming 20.6 billion rupees in fine. Among them, 7 were civil service employees. Similarly, 46 cases were registered against 78 people claiming 1.1 billion rupees in fine under the foreign exchange irregularities. The Nepal Students' Union, NSU, has demanded electric induction stove for all students across the country in a subsidized price. A team led by the president of the NSU, Duzang Sherpa, demanded for the same with the Alternative Energy Promotion Center's leadership in a meeting held yesterday. The NSU team met center's technical director, Dr. Narayan Prasad Adhikari, and urged him to consider distributing the induction stove to all students in a subsidized price. The center recently announced to provide an electric induction stove free of cost to students from targeted communities, especially those from remote areas and pursuing their education in rented rooms in the Kathmandu Valley. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. A report by a US research group says air pollution can shorten lives by almost 10 years in the Indian capital, New Delhi. The study added that the average Indian life expectancy was shortened by 5 years at current air quality levels. India's 1.3 billion people live in areas where the annual average particulate pollution level exceeds the WHO safe limit. It is estimated that bad air kills millions in India every year. The BBC quotes the research that the smog-filled air, which usually covers Indian cities during the winter months, contains dangerously high levels of fine particulate matter called PM2.5 that can clog lungs and cause a host of diseases. The Air Quality Life Index by the Energy Policy Institute at the University of Chicago notes that some 510 million people who live in northern India are on track to lose 7.6 years of their lives on average given the current air pollution levels. People in Pakistan have been asked to reduce the amount of tea they drink to keep the country's economy afloat. Senior Minister Ahsan Iqbal said sipping fewer cups a day would cut Pakistan's high import bills. The country's low foreign currency reserves, currently enough for fewer than 2 months of all imports, have left it in urgent need of funds. Pakistan is the world's largest importer of tea, buying in more than $600 million worth last year. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy in Province 1, Madhesh Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at some places of Province 1, Madhesh Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in Province 1 and Bagmati Province and the hilly region of the rest of the provinces. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29.7 degrees Celsius, minimum temperature of 19.5 degrees Celsius and rainfall 54 millimeter. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma refutes allegations saying budget was brought as per the established norms. CP and UML obstructs House meeting demanding parliamentary committee to investigate alleged involvement of unauthorized persons in budget formulation. Agriculture Minister Mahendra Rai Yadav expresses commitment to provide farmers with chemical fertilizers before the end of June. And new study reveals air pollution shortening lives by almost 10 years in Indian capital New Delhi. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.